Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris.
No way.
No, it's true. I am Chris. And let's get right to the chart. This is the Bitcoin price. These are daily candles. And you could see the price is $63,000 even, pretty much. And yeah, over the past few days, we've just been drifting down. It's kind of boring. It's kind of not exciting. And we've also had some bad news, which we'll get into a little more. But look at the overall chart. We're just going sideways. We're just consolidating. We're going to make a next leg up at some point. It could take 6 months. That's the truth. And it might. But anyway, the bull run is still on. Relax and hodl. Yeah, and Bitcoin closed down 4 weeks in a row and is on track for another red candle this week. The last time it did this was in the middle of the bear market when it fell 42% in 9 weeks, but it looks like consolidation to Bitcoin Archive. And here's what he's talking about. You can see this was the previous bear market. We had 9 weeks in a row of red, and so far we've had four or five. Actually, now it is five in the red. So, but, you know, like I said before, this is normal. And just so you know, 91% of all Bitcoin addresses are in profit. Yeah, keep that in mind, right? Like, this is a really interesting chart because, and this is the beauty of Bitcoin, by the way. I'll just simplify it. If you buy and hold, it doesn't matter what, if it goes up or down or whatever, within about 4 years, you're definitely going to be up. And 5 years, 6 years, you're going to be way up. And that's just how Bitcoin works. And, you know, we're pretty still close to the all-time high. So, but yeah, 91% of all addresses are in profit. I thought that was interesting. And here's the rational route saying, with declining transaction fees, miner revenue drops from 900 to 450 a day. That's 900 to 450 Bitcoin a day. It's a delayed halving effect. And yeah, this is a very interesting chart because right when the halving happened, we had these runes that spiked the fee, right? So the miners in the first many blocks made a lot in fees. Look how much they made in fees. It's just way up. It's crazy. But now that all the rune stuff has come down and now the fees are sort of back where they were. And so now the fact that we've gone from 900 to 450 a day Bitcoin miner reward, that's going to start taking its toll now. And here, just in, Morgan Stanley has filed with the SEC to get Bitcoin ETF exposure for 12 of its funds. Yeah, so this is ETF news, and if Morgan Stanley gets this, which they will, these ETFs will soon be sold by their 15,000-plus brokers. Yeah, so imagine 15,000 salespeople out in the world telling all their clients, yeah, Bitcoin is, you can get Bitcoin in this fund, that fund, this fund. And they're already starting to recommend at least like 1%, 1 to 5% exposure to Bitcoin, right? That's a general statement, but that's true. So again, this is just adoption and this is what the ETFs are going to do. And here is news about Hong Kong's Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs. The inflows are expected to be up to $300 million tomorrow on the first day. So yeah, believe it or not, tomorrow, I guess Tuesday, April 30th, is going to be the first day that the Hong Kong Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs are available. So yeah, so and that if it is $300 million in the first day, that would be far more than the $125 million first day issuance in the United States for Bitcoin ETFs. So that's a lot. And this is, again, major adoption news in general. And more adoption news, just in, Australia to approve Bitcoin ETFs. I guess it means this year. That's from Bloomberg. But look, we know this is going to happen. It's like dominoes. Every bank is going to have to deal with Bitcoin or off, you know, every investment firm is going to have to offer Bitcoin as an investment. This is happening. It's going to keep happening. There's nothing that's going to stop it. And it's beautiful. And this is just in. So this is news about this whole idea that if the U.S. government starts telling all the miners, all the applications, all the wallet companies. They've sort of hinted at the fact that all these are money transmitters. And if they're money transmitters, then they need to be regulated by the federal government. And so people have been reporting on that over the weekend and stuff. But this is the reason why. Because the U.S.'s response to the defense motion for dismissal in the Tornado Cash case is out. It argues that a company doesn't need to control funds to be considered a money transmitter business. This development could have significant ramifications for the Samurai case. Yeah, the Samurai wallet that two of the guys just got arrested. And yeah, so here's some legalese if you want to pause the video and check it out. But basically, yeah, this is what the government's going to try to do. They're going to say everything is a money transmitting business and it needs to be regulated and taxed and everything else. Yeah, and so here's from CoinDesk. This is a little more not great news. Wasabi wallet developer blocks U.S. citizens and residents after Samurai wallet arrests. Yeah, so here's another wallet developer that is going to probably, just to be safe, just pull out of the U.S. and don't let any U.S. people use it because they don't want to get sued by the SEC. So this is the fear, right? The United States government will arrest a few people and then a bunch of other companies run scared, and this is part of that. Yeah, but here's Samson Mao with a very important message, and this is why I'm including it. Keep calm and HODL Bitcoin. Everyone seems to be overreacting to the Samurai arrests, the FBI, PSA, and Phoenix leaving the U.S. Here's my attempt to break it down. So I'm not going to read this whole post, but I'll link to it below as I link to everything below. But yeah, he goes through and talks about these three specific examples here. And he's right. It's not pretty, and it's going to be a fight, but it's going to happen, and we're going to win eventually. So we can't get too crazy, right? I mean, we tend to revere the federal government as the Lord Almighty, and that's not true, and more people are not believing that to be true. So we can defeat, I don't even want to say it, but we can defeat governments with the help of Bitcoin, obviously, frankly. Okay, now here is a great message from Michael Saylor. And the reason I'm including this is, look at this picture. I don't know, when I saw this picture, I was like, you know, people in like 200 years are going to be looking at this picture and being like, wow, that's Michael Saylor, wow. And his quote goes right along with that. Bitcoin represents the singularity where engineering, science, and mathematics crashes into economics and politics. Now, that's a mouthful, you got to think about that, right? Now economics is going to be an science or engineering discipline, not an art or pseudoscience. So this is what Bitcoin's going to do for economics globally, right? It's going to turn it into more of a science or engineering discipline rather than a tool that governments use to steal all your money, right? Through inflation and et cetera. So I like that quote from Michael Saylor. Just your reminder to subscribe to the channel if you're not already. And let's get into a little bit of fiat and government nonsense for context, because Bitcoin solves these issues. Yeah, well, over the weekend, or actually late Friday, Republic First Bank officially collapses, seized by regulators. So yeah, there's Republic Bank, and yeah, so that's not good news, a bank collapsing, because again, it's just more shenanigans, right? The government will bail out the banks with your money, and yada yada, the government just likes spending your money, and also devaluing your money. That's what the government, that's all they do. What else did they do that we couldn't do ourselves? Oh, the roads. Who's going to build the roads? I don't even want to go there right now. And here is a great little video. Central banking leads to communism. Yeah, let's watch this.
Why does central banking lead to communism? America was founded with basically no taxes, just some import tariffs and sales tax. But after the central bank was founded in 1913, income tax, capital gains tax, and others were introduced. These were originally capped at 7%, but have obviously grown a lot since. This is because the central bank allows the government to massively overspend. This leads to growing debts and larger interest payments, which requires higher taxes to pay off. Ultimately, the government will have to seize all private property to pay off its debts, and this is the beginning of communism.
Yeah, so soon eventually the government has to seize everybody's private property to help pay off the debt, and then that's full communism. So really interesting though, right? 1913, when the Federal Reserve and central banking was pretty much instituted. That's when taxes came into the picture. Yeah, before that, there weren't hardly any taxes at all, if not zero. So who built the roads before 1913? Oh my God, they must not have had roads. So roads were invented in 1913, apparently. Yeah, that's good to know. We should check Wikipedia on that, but knowing that garbage website, they would probably actually agree with that nonsense. Anyway, I like this video, so that's really good. And here's some news about Russia, because there were rumors that they were banning Bitcoin and crypto, but this is news. Russia is not banning Bitcoin or crypto, says the lawmaker who actually drafted the new legislation. Russia is banning the creation of domestic crypto exchanges and payment services. Yeah, and here's some of this. You can check this out. But yeah, so look, I don't even think it's possible for any government to ban Bitcoin at this point. Like that'd be like the dumbest global move in history. And yeah, Bitcoin is the peaceful revolution. Historically, the most terrible things, war, genocide, and slavery, have resulted not from disobedience, but from obedience. That's a quote from Howard Zinn. Yeah, so people being obedient is what gets us into trouble, and that's why when the government tries to do really ridiculous stuff, we cannot comply. We should not comply. We will not comply. Right? So here is a cool organization called Satoshi Action, and they're a group that you can donate to, and basically what they do is they help pass pro-Bitcoin laws across America to defend Bitcoin rights. So yeah, this organization exists, and you can donate, and you can check out exactly what they're doing and all that. So I just wanted to tell you this because, again, going forward, we're going to need people fighting on our behalf, and this is one way to do it. And now the big news, well, for me, big news. All right, it's not that big news, but this is Ocean Mining, which I am with my little BitAxe miner. I'm connected to the Ocean Mining pool now, so I'm mining with Ocean. And as of today, as it says here, Ocean miners can attach a Bolt 12 offer to their Bitcoin address and get paid out over Lightning. Yeah, it's time for Lightning and it's time for Bolt 12. So I have no idea what that is. And I didn't do this yet, but basically up until now with Ocean, you had to put in a regular Bitcoin address and then they would pay you on the main chain when your balance got high enough, which I think, I don't know how high it had to be, but considerably high. But now with Lightning, you can, like it says here, attach a Bolt 12, and I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to do it later today, so I'll let you know. But now they can pay me in Lightning. So now they can pay, like, you know, 100 sats or 200 sats or whatever very tiny payment I'm supposed to get. They can just send it through Lightning because the fees are so low, right? So that's pretty cool. So the day is going to come soon when I get my first Bitcoin mining payout or whatever, reward, or part of the reward. And that's going to be something to celebrate, just to do it, right? That's, again, I don't have a huge miner. It's literally about this big. It's the size of a guitar pedal, but I'm contributing. Anyway, it's fun. I'm having fun doing it. And here's a guy who goes into this bar in New York. You wouldn't know it, but this was his first time paying in Bitcoin. And yeah, if we actually just rewind here, we can see that this is the bar, Pub Key. It's 85 Washington Place in Manhattan. And this guy, he goes in and let me just play it. Yeah, without the sound, we don't really need the sound. But yeah, New York City's only Bitcoin dive bar where you can buy anything with Bitcoin. So he goes in. Yeah, he's looking at the, he's buying some drinks, buying some food, maybe even some merch. And then it's time to pay. Okay. And here he goes. He scanned the QR code, hit send, boom, payment made. That's it. And that's how, yeah, that's how Lightning works. It's that easy. And that's the future right there, what you just saw. All right, little news on SimpleX Chat. It's a chat app. They came out with a new version with quantum-resistant end-to-end encryption. And this is a great private messaging app. It's one of the most private in the world. And it's really, you know, people who look for true privacy, like bulletproof privacy, SimpleX is one at the top of the list for sure. I did tell a friend to install it, and he did, and we texted a little over it. But then he said it was using too much of his battery, so he uninstalled it. And I asked the SimpleX guys, you know, hey, does it use a lot of battery power? And he said they're working on something to cut that battery usage by a lot. I don't know if that went through. I don't know if that's this update. But anyway, it's a cool chat app if you want to check it out for privacy. And maybe the biggest news today, Tatum put out a new video, Between Two ASICs, with Vivek Ramaswamy. And yeah, you got to watch this video. I'll link to it below. I already retweeted it and stuff. But yeah, so this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on top, go to our locals community and hang out. Because look, I'm starting to post locals only videos on here. This was from Saturday, a Saturday check-in from me. Yeah, and I made one actually Friday night too. So anyway, I want to build a community here. So if you want to come over to Locals and at least watch, you can watch everything. Now there's a paywall, but I'm not worried about people paying. You can just watch all the content. I'm just putting everything public so you can watch everything. So check it out. And don't forget on Fridays, except for last Friday. Fridays we do the Bitcoin panel, 4 p.m. Eastern. I gather a bunch of awesome Bitcoiners and we hang out and talk Bitcoin for an hour. So that's really great. So yeah. All right, well, hope you're having a great Monday, and until tomorrow, enjoy, and be patient, and be calm, and always remember why we're into Bitcoin, for the freedom, and the liberty, and for the future, and to separate money from government. So nothing has changed, and you know, we'll be back to price pumping pretty soon, and it'll be exciting again, but all right. I'll see you in tomorrow's video. All right, have a good night. Bye.